Hey, our McKibben Media Group Woman of the Week, as nominated by one of our listeners, is Arlene Robinson, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You sound good.
All right. Thanks.
Let me do this bio. Arlene graduated from Jackson High in 75. Also graduated from Jackson Community College, elected as the first ward city council member in 2013. Prior to that, she was on the Jackson Housing Commission Board of Commissioners, served there, also on the Tax Review Board for more than 10 years. Arlene has been in the banking industry for over 40 years, various Comerica branches. Currently employed at America's Preferred Home Warranty in the accounting department. You're still working, Arlene?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm still working.
Still working.
Yeah. I work for a really nice company. It's a home warranty company right here in the city of Jackson is our headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great. You know, I did about 40 years in banking between the bank and credit union. And then decided to do something a little bit different. So I'm still working. I enjoy working. So as long as I can, I will.
Arlene was branch president of the Jackson County NAACP from 06 to 2018. That was that's a long run.
Yeah, I actually have the record, I guess. There was Harold White who had 14 years combined. I did 12 straight. So, I enjoy that as well. I love working with the community, working with people, helping people, you know, just serving people in the community. Been on my church board for several years as well, Second Missionary Baptist Church.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just one of those individuals that enjoy getting out there and doing things for others.
Arlene's received many awards over the years, including Businesswoman of the Year in 92, the X-Roads Barham Award in 99, Susan B. Anthony Award winner. You're used to getting these awards, Arlene.
It has been nice. And, you know, I want to say that 1992, I believe, is when I really put my feet to the ground and serving the community. I had been a member of other groups before that, prior to that, but Mrs. Elnor Mormon, you know, I just like to feel that I stood on the shoulders of those before me. I worked with a lot of the pioneers that were part of the city of Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and that were paving the way for many of us, and, you know, I'm looking to do the same.
You have been certainly a leader in battling these racial issues over the years. How is Jackson doing? Have we made progress?
We are making progress, yes. The city of Jackson has formed a racial equity commission. We're looking to bring, you know, more businesses into the ward that I serve. The Corridor and Improvement Authority. We're improving the housing and, you know, the apartment complexes in the downtown area. So, you know, I just would like to feel that I am leaving some legacy here for my children and grandchildren to see their grandmother's name. My biggest project and my most fond of project is the Martin Luther King Center.
Yeah.
The remodeling that was done there. I was a kid at the time the building went up, and I have utilized the King Center for children things, events, myself, my ward meetings, group sessions, whatever they have to offer down there. It's really going to be nice to see that it's improved under my leadership. I appreciate and respect that, and I push for it. So I'm happy to see that happen in Jackson.
Yeah, that was long overdue. Who deserves credit for that, Arlene?
Well, there's myself, and I don't want to take all credit because Derek Dobies, our mayor, played an instrumental part in that. And then Mr. Henry Grayson. Henry Grayson and I worked very closely in the NAACP, and we met there every third Thursday, and, you know, saw that there was a need and it's time. And I want to say that Derek, as the mayor, really helped me, you know, help get that project off the ground. So much appreciated, not to slight any of the staff at the City of Jackson. Many of the department heads had a part in that. You know, the contractors, it's just awesome. And it's right here in Ward 1. You know, so I've seen it in my lifetime, the major project like that, $1.9 million. So,
yeah, city did a great job with that.
Yes, and I really want, you know, constituents to take advantage of that. Residents all across the city, not just Ward 1, but everyone to take advantage of the opportunities that are available at King Center.
Yeah, well, they're doing the food giveaway there, vaccines. They're able to do much more, aren't they?
Yes, there is. And the new director, don't want to slight John Willis at all, because John Willis has been there in my corner when he was director of King Center. But the new director, he has some great ideas, and I'm looking for all of those projects, youth activities, senior activities from the youth to the senior adults. There should be events and happenings and programs at King Center that any and all can enjoy.
Well, you're also the vice mayor. How is that working out?
It's going fine. You know, I had to step in once or twice for Derek, but Derek, he's there. He's on his job. But, you know, there are times that it calls for the vice mayor to step in and be a part of a decision that's being made as far as working with our constituents. So, you know, I've enjoyed it, and, you know, I did two terms. Closely, pretty close. I was appointed 3.5 years ago, I'll just say it that way, as the vice mayor. And I've enjoyed it. And, you know, it's nice to see that. But it wouldn't stop me if I wasn't vice mayor from doing what I do. You know, I do what I do because I want to help people.
If you didn't know, Arlene's brother, Bobby Tompkins, probably the the greatest basketball player in the history of our area, and Bobby's doing well.
Yes, he is. He's doing just fine. I talked to him a couple days ago. You know, he's looking forward to doing his routine gardening. That's what he loves to do when it's spring weather and planting flowers. So he's doing well. Bobby's doing really good. Yep.
And you have 12 grandchildren. Can you name them right now?
Oh, I probably could.
No, that's okay. I'm just kidding.
Yes, I can, and probably give you every birthday, too.
Well, Arlene, congratulations. Well deserved. I think they're going to send you some parting gifts.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate everything, the nomination from Kate, you know, just everything. It's like, I was really surprised, but, you know, happy to receive. I appreciate everything that does come to me.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Arlene Robinson, vice mayor and woman of the week this week on WKHM.